April 9th. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love, and do what thou wouldest do. Edwin Hatch Hym. I loved everything about our new home except the fact that there were no trees in the front yard. It was spring, and my husband and I bought 3 small maple trees and planted them out front. The next day, looking at the trees from our upstairs bedroom, I complained, "They don't look right somehow."
"What could be wrong?" my husband asked. "I planted them exactly according to directions, and they're spaced properly."
What he said made sense. Still, I kept looking at the trees and feeling sad about them. I didn't know why. And then one day, while I was sweeping the front porch, I saw 2 bluebirds light on one of the maple trees. They hopped from one tree to another as though their search had ended. At last, the tree looked complete, alive. In a few hours, the birds had started building a nest in one tree. "The trees aren't empty anymore," I thought happily. I also thought how God must look down on His children and feel sad because He can see that some of us are empty. Like the birds who took up residence in our trees and seemed to give them new life, God longs to take up residence in people's empty lives and give them new, abundant life. Emptiness is sad, but God is there, waiting. Let Him in. Fill the empty places of my life, Lord, with Your Holy Spirit.